Hogstuff Hour. I can't think anything that rhymes with Hoskins. So I'm on the radio and not on the bus.
Poor Weasley faced little shit burgers. Going from complete little shitty bags of cockness into kind of human beings. That mewing, the often heard sound of the scrap metal van driving around. Giving the noise to people to come out and hand over their scrap metal. If only I had some on me. Do not sound peculiar, weird, dodgy that the banks have to borrow money. I mean, where do banks borrow money from? Where do you borrow money when you need money? You go to the bank. So where the fuck do the banks go? Other banks. So they've got no money either. Well, I mean, it's going to have to be. They're going to borrow money off us. What a fucking cheek. All that time we've been giving them money. Well, not get, let them look after it so they invest it, make some money. And now they've fucking lost it all and they want us to lend them more money. What the fuck? You lost all the last lot, buddy. Fuck off. Anally probe them a bit. Should we just beam a few up and anally probe them a bit? For fucking Lord knows what reason. Aliens would want to stick things up humans' bottoms. I mean, what the fucking hell are they hoping to find up there? Crunchy, crunchy credit. Yes. I don't really agree with the name Credit Crunch. It all sounds a bit too bloody sexy and interesting for banking financial disaster. You know, Credit Crunch sounds like a nice and tasty new breakfast cereal we should be tucking into. Not people losing their lives, houses, money to buy gadgets, serious shit like that, you know? You know, you don't go to each other, so how's your credit? Very crunchy this month. Really crunchy crunch. You can hear the crunch from at least two doors away. Really, what does that mean? I don't know. Bad. Bad. I couldn't afford a new Xbox game. Can't afford to buy a bigger TV. Not me, really. I've got one before. I've got my big TV now. I don't need another one. It kind of amuses me that you hear these... you keep hearing like these ask... Well, I think actually, firstly, I kind of get a bit annoyed that every day, I'm sure the credit crunch is only continuing because the papers keep writing how terribly bad it is and how shit everything is on an hourly basis. And today, the money in my pocket went down 100% after I purchased lunch. It cannot continue in such a manner. There will soon have to be job losses. The shoes will have to go. I mean, the papers are just giving it the doom and gloom all the time, every day. Only recently have they been pushed off with some other news. It must be so... They've got nothing to write about to fill all these bloody inches of twaddle they usually put in. And people are a bit miserable because they've got no money and so they're not so happy to be shoved the sweet, exciting lives of their celebrity idols. So all we're hearing now is just... We're just seeing every day you pick up the paper and there's a graph going downwards. They don't even need to write anything. Doom... Armageddon, we're all going down. And initially, the banks, what a dodgy bastards. The dodgy bastard banks. Initially, they were like, oh, no, it was not, we've lost a bit, but not that much. Nah, not that much, not that much. And then it's like, whoa, we've lost fucking billions now, billions. But we're all right, we're all right. A couple of months later, we are up the fucking shitter. We need help now or we're going to go bust. And you lot will be to blame for not helping us out. What? So... Where's all the humongous profits gone you've been making the last 10 years? Wow, we've spent them, alright? How did we know this might happen? What, you mean, you never guessed that if you kept lending money to people who couldn't afford it, that one day it might go a bit shit? I mean, I'm not saying, you know, that's pretty obvious, but isn't that fucking obvious? Oh, well, it's easy for you to say that now, isn't it? You're not the one who's not getting a big bonus this year. I am, actually. We don't get big bonuses outside the city. Oh, really? God, how terrible. Oh, well, we're all losing our jobs, though, so give us some sympathy, will you? You twats. Oh, let you go, see? You bankers. Now the kind of worm has turned a little bit. The worm has changed, I was going to say. Rubbish. The worm's turned, they're like, initially they were like, oh, a bit remorseful and, you know, oh, we're going bust. Oh, this is not very good. And now they're going, look, come on, people. It's all your fault. You're not spending us back on our feet. The economy's going to shit and you lot are not splashing out on your credit cards. Come on. I know you might lose your jobs and can't pay it back, but that's, look, the economy needs you. As the banks, we would do it, but we've fucking lost all our money giving it away, haven't we? You know, it's your turn now. Yes, Mr. Bank, thanks for that. Perhaps you shouldn't have been such feckless twats. You know, they're accusing us of holding everything back and dragging the economy down. That's hardly our fault, is it? You know, we're taking your shit for the last bloody 10, 15 years, spent more than we've earned, and now you're complaining because we've stopped spending more than we earned for just for half a year. What the fuck? What the fuck? Fucking hell, Deirdre, we've got 500 leaflets already. Hardly anyone fucking reads it. Well, why do we keep making leaflets? What the fuck? Deirdre can be quite vicious at times. If you push her, if you push Deirdre, she will attack, and you don't want that. And give you a leaflet.
The point is, ladies and gentlemen, that greed, for lack of a better word, 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 is good.
Is good.
Is good. Greed is right. Greed is right. Greed works. Greed works. Greed clarifies. Clarifies. And captures. 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 Evolutionary spirit. Greed. Spirit. Greed. All of its glories. Greed for life. Greed for life. Money. Life. For love. Knowledge. Has marched upward surge of mankind. And greed. 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 You mark my words. 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 Will not only save Teldar Paper, but that other malfunctioning corporation called the USA. 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 Thank you very much.
Beautiful.
Homosexuals.
Beautiful. What is another name for cherry pickers and cheesemongers?
Cherry pickers and cheesemongers. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
Homosexuals.
Beautiful.
What should we do with the host half hour? What should we do with the host half hour? What should we do with the host half hour? I like you, the man.
Have you noticed now that we're in a recession, because two quartiles have been in the negative projectile, something crap like that. They kept telling us in the radio how it was. We don't care, just say it.
That'll do for us.
To be honest, that'll do for me. I'm not going to check. Don't worry. I can look around and think, yeah, pretty much. Doesn't matter if the percentile's in the projectile and the divided by the floating number of 5 equals a double negative. Which, divided by Einstein's law of financial irregularity, results in recession. Don't dazzle me with the bloody science. This is not an advert for a shampoo here. Come on, just give me the facts. Generalise the facts for me. Don't give me the facts. Just tell me. But since this has happened now, like before, I was a kind of a skinflint, fairly proud of it. There's now all these other bastards who are getting in on the action. You know, the queue in Poundland's bloody getting out the door now. Hey, it's bloody my shop. You get out. Get back up to bloody Sainsbury's, you bastards. Even my mum has been in bloody Lidl or Aldi. And she's like, oh, it's just like a proper supermarket. It is a proper fucking supermarket. Let us not put in the same expensively spazzy little boxes that look nice and cost millions of pounds. There is no difference. Like in the beans put in one tin, and they're all the same bloody beans. No one actually makes beans, it's just Heinz. They make all the beans everywhere. They just put little different labels in. They're the same tins, the same beans, different label. It's the same with all the bloody crap in there. The only reason people shop in Sainsbury's or whatever is because their fellow shoppers look lovely and soft and smell nice. And they think, oh, if we're in here, we must be one of them lovely, lovely smelly people. Mmm, look how lovely and middle class we are. I haven't seen one shelter in here at all. I love it in here, lovely. And now all these three bloody hugging organic lovies are in bloody Lidl and Morrison's and all the cheap stuff. They're not, they haven't gone into Iceland yet, but that things are never going to get that bad. They'd rather eat bloody cardboard boxes and shop anywhere that Kerry Katona goes in. And quite frankly, I'm with them. And now everyone's after bargains and finding bargains. They're not just getting the bargains because they want to save money. They get them just to out-bargain you. The bloody buggers. I like getting a bargain because it's cheap. And I think, yes, I've saved a few pence, which I waste on something extravagant, which I don't need. But it's that lovely taste of the bargain, the feel, the bargain in your hand. Delicious. Because now everyone's bargaining it up. It's taking the face, you know, it's just, it's like you're playing a sport, like if you were a darts person, and all of a sudden you find everyone's bloody playing darts. You're like, ah, oh, what? Or if you're an artist or something, which no one else does, like your speciality is rubbish modern art where, like, you're using pig's trotters or something, and then the next day you come into, and everyone's using, there's like bloody dude over there, he's got chicken feet in the shape of the Eiffel Tower. And there's another bloke who's made the Channel Tunnel using only the anuses of reindeer. You're like, oh fuck, this was my bloody trick. I was like unusual and special, and now you're all making stuff out of bits of animals. What's that? You've recreated World War II with giraffe cocks? Oh, for fuck's sake, look at that, it's the bouncing bombs as well. It's bloody brilliant. See, I don't know quite where I've got the idea of recreating scenes with animal parts. Don't try that at home, kids. It'd be bloody bloody difficult. You'd never get enough animals.
Pubs, and we're just, everyone's there quietly, and it's about 4 in the afternoon, and we're like,
crunch episode. What moves the government did to help? Is this the most unuseful bit of help ever conceived? Yeah, we're going to lower VAT. I was like, everybody heard about it. They're like, what? You can lower it? What the fuck? I didn't think you could change it. I thought it was just locked. 17.5%. That's like a secret law. And if we change it, a curse will be released and the mummy will return or something like that. You can actually just change it whenever you want. You're kidding. And everyone goes, whoa, what does that mean? Well, a whole load of not much. It just causes everyone a load of headaches going, any business that uses it, I've got or like computer programs or Excel spreadsheets or whatever or anything that calculates, but they've all got to change it. I think most people sort of went, oh, that's good. That'll save us like, oh, 20p. Ah, fucking brilliant. I'm going to get a whole 2p off tomato sauce or something. Thanks, government. You really shouldn't have bothered. Now, when we said it's tight, it's not that tight. Not like a few pence. You know, we're not like delving in bins and stuff, getting food out. We're not on the bloody bread line yet. Done something a bit useful. We understood as well. Ah, but VAT, you don't get VAT on food. Huh? Oh, that's even more confusing. Oh, and here, look at this jumper. It was £25, and now it's £24.74. Yeah! Woo! Toot, toot! I might just buy fucking two of these. So well done to the government for doing the most underwhelming effort to save money ever possible. Should have just given us some bloody powdered eggs or something. That would have been more useful.
This is
the Hoskinator.
He's a multi-capable masterpiece. He can squeeze the colour from a ruby or deftly pluck the eye from a living bird. And he's been programmed to enjoy what he does.
I'm trying hard to stay happy in these desperate times. As far as I can tell, we're all in close decline.
My pockets are all empty and my bank is due. I've lost my job, I don't know what to do. I've consolidated debt into one massive chunk. I cancelled at the gym, I don't get out that much. My bank has disappeared into a big black hole. I turned the heating up to try and burn less coal. I'm feeling the pinch is true. Come on, I know you feel it too.
You're in the crunch, you're in the credit crunch.
The credit crunch,
you can't afford your lunch.
Nothing to munch.
It's called the credit crunch. I'm gonna cry all night.
Alright, that's it. Time up with the question there.
I've cancelled my subscription to Pond Life magazine. I've stopped saving the children, but don't think that that is mean. I'm a regular subscriber to M. Lewis's email. I bought a house last year. Oh, yeah. I should go on Dragon's Den with my new invention. Make a profit in year three and start myself a pension. Or maybe I could write the world a song like this. Get it mentioned on TV and have a massive hit. But there's no one buying music anymore. I need an industry that sets us all high.
You're in the crunch, you're in the credit crunch.
The credit crunch,
you can't afford your lunch.
Nothing to punch.
It's called the credit crunch.
I'm gonna cry all night.
You're in the crunch, you're in the credit crunch.
The credit crunch,
you can't afford your lunch.
Nothing to punch.
It's called the credit crunch.
I'm gonna cry all night.
Oh no.
Sometimes it's real tough and you don't know what to do. But trust me, it always works out fine. No, don't kick me out. Oh, no. Oh, that's alright. I'll be right out here. Too cold.
The credit crunch.
Everybody do the credit crunch. Come on, everyone.
The credit crunch.
That's right, fun. You do the credit crunch, yeah? I got a tummy ache. Credit crunch. Right, this one. We know this one. 2, 4. When you're smiling, when you're smiling. It's very changed, please, mate. Come on, please. God bless you, Squire.
The moves for the credit crunch staff.
In the bar in here yesterday, a sour faced bitch, face as long as a fiddle.
All the bad money, that's all you want. All you want me for is man. Where's the money, mummy? Money. All the money, trace of cocaine. No, I've never done it. I think you're a big fan of trace of cocaine. Your money on you. I saw you perfectly in coke shape and body. Club made and hand on their behind. Range like jumbo jet. On 5 pounds fly. Yeah, hey, I'm sorry. Not what the age of most girls near. Not here in the land. And then while I'm here, not in the mesh. Arrange like jump range jet. 5 pounds. That's what you like.
Come on, the old Pengers. Boing! Come on, penguins. Come on, penguins. The old pengas, right? Said they can jump 6 foot. When you see these little buggers on telly, they're struggling to fucking walk. Let alone jumping 6 foot. That means most of them have got to a penguin. Little bugger could just leap right over you. Doing! Come on. Doing! Come on, the old pengas. Properties of the credit crunch. Can I say credit crunch? Credit crunch. Yes, well, there's one. These poor little devils. When we wanted to buy houses, they worked their little socks off with their cheery little faces. Always there. Yep, the poor old estate agents. They're having a rough time, the old credit crunch. Those poor, weasley-faced little shit burgers. Oh, dear.
Oh, it's not everyone not selling their houses, so you can't make loads of money. Oh, dear.
Oh, poor, and you hear that they've had to, some of them had to, they're reducing their bonuses and they've had to sack some of the little shitheads. Oh, no. Oh, they have to try new tactics now. Because people aren't queuing up to sell their houses, so they do fuck all and rip everyone else off and be complete cunts. Oh, they've got to try these new tactics, like being nice and offering like value for money and doing a good job. Oh, the poor little bastards. Well, they don't know what's hit them. They can't, you know, how can they change that quickly? Going from complete little shitty bags of cockness into kind of human beings. Ooh, it's not going to happen overnight, is it? Poor little... They're finding it really tough. They can't even sneer at the poor customers anymore. Ah, or try and trick them into all sorts of shitty deals and insurance bullshit. No, they have to bloody... They're having to compete against each other, the poor sods. Yeah. Ooh. So when you're struggling, you know, this week with paying your bills and the credit crunch, just spare a thought for the poor estate agents. Hey, you're just having to earn their money now. See? Having to put away their little cock-knocker hats of cockness, leery expressions and weasley little faces. They're having to hide all those and try and crack their faces with a little smile. And then even if they do sell a house, they get less commission because it's worth less. Oh, dearie me. Chin up, boys. You'll make it through. That you blow into go... Like a weird little Pasquale tongue, and you just go up to sort of in their faces and just really annoy them. Yeah, let's call it a mini Pasquale. To see if they can come up with something a little bit more annoying than that.
Meddled with the primal forces of nature, Mr. Beal, and I won't have it! Is that clear? Do you think you merely stopped a business deal? That is not the case. The Arabs have taken billions of dollars out of this country, and now they must put it back. It is ebb and flow, tidal gravity. It is ecological balance. You are an old man who thinks in terms of nations and peoples. There are no nations. There are no peoples. There are no Russians. There are no Arabs. There are no third worlds. There is no West. There is only one holistic system of systems. One vast and immane, interwoven, interacting, multivariate, multinational dominion of dollars. Petrodollars, electrodollars, multidollars, Reichmarks, rims, rubles, pounds, and shekels. It is the international system of currency which determines the totality of life on this planet. That is the natural order of things today. That is the atomic and subatomic and galactic structure of things today. And you have meddled with the primal forces of nature.
Sketch. Hello, I'm a clever investment banker. Hello, I'm a man on the street. So, Mr. Banker, you're telling me that you've just invested not all the money people have carefully, painstakingly saved up into your bank, but then you've gone and borrowed a load more, gambling on being lent more.
Yes, of course we did.
Does that not sound a little bit dodgy to you, sir?
Tisk, look at my suit, tailor-made, very expensive. We don't do dodgy, my boy. No, look, look, I could explain to you, but your incredibly small brains would never comprehend the insanely clever computations and prediction algorithms used in these investments.
Well, I'm sure you are right. I mean, look at the huge bonuses we gave you last year, eh? You must be doing a good job. Look at those. So how are those investments that we paid you the bonuses on? How have they gone, actually?
Oh, well, to tell you the truth, I haven't really checked. But sometime in the future, they were probably going to make you quite a lot of money. Big money. Huge money. Money mountains. Bill Gates money, baby.
Ah, fantastico. That's what I wanted to hear. What were those predictions based on again?
Oh, well, they were based on a hunch. Me guessing the huge amounts of money they're going to make you.
Guessing? A hunch? What if these clever banking mechanisms don't actually make us any money?
Well, who cares? It'll probably be like the... Well, it doesn't matter. It'll be like the salesman who sells something for less than it's actually worth so he can get his sales bonus and you get the sale where you actually lost money. It's a bit like that. Or the business plans. Us banks make the businesses make up. We know they're made up. They're made of rubbish. You know, how do you know what the future's going to be holding, eh?
Well, I don't want to alarm you, but... The new businesses usually go bust in a year, then the bank loses money on them and has to take their houses usually. What will the banks do if they lose all their cash?
Yeah, yeah, well look, I'm rather busy at the moment. I'm working on a new system to make sure we get a bigger bonus next year. It looks like last year's brilliant idea on lending money to people who couldn't afford it. It's starting to come to an end, so the next biggie is circular investing.
Circular investing sounds... interesting.
Yes, well it works like this. We lend ourselves some money, charge ourselves interest on the loan, and then with the money borrowed we invest it, make a quick profit before paying it back to ourselves. We make money on the lending and money on the investment. We can't lose. The real beauty is we can charge whatever we like. We can charge as much interest on the loan as we see fit. The higher the interest, the more money we make. We had another idea, of course. It's still in the pipeline. It's called negative borrowing. We borrow money from people who don't have any money on the basis that it won't cause any problems because we'll just pay it back without losing it. So the fact there wasn't any money there to begin with doesn't really matter. Yeah, clever, eh? Ha ha ha!
You actually get paid money to make up these... amazing plans, do you?
Oh, yes, we get paid big money. Money mountains, Bill Gates money, baby. It takes a lot of balls to invest millions into crackpot ideas like this. The kind of ideas an idiot wouldn't even use. It takes real vision and great big balls. It helps if you're a complete bastard as well. Right, toodaloo.
Poor Weasley-faced little shitburgers.
Oh, it's not everyone not selling their houses, so you can't make that much money.
I had any money when I was a lad. I mean, 4 and 6 pence was a king's ransom. We used to crave money so much. We would go to the banks and stare in, dribbling at the window, until the bank manager chased us off with a broom, with a broom, with a broom.
This didn't quite get his leg over.
Eggers, do stop it. Keep us. Eggers, for goodness sake, stop it.
Yes, Lawrence. About Lawrence, please. Me well.
He hit a 4 over the wicket-keeper's head, and he was out for the night, and Tuffle came.
Listen to this clip of Oscar Half Hour. Hosk is gonna tell you something now.
Accent come from? Yes, indeed, sir. You're
get
fucking
the fuck! Get the fuck!
Stop making me insult you. It's just like...
Stop forcing my hand.
Honestly.
Stop fucking forcing my
God.
Hand. And here is... Are the muck-ups.
Who's bought you a ship? That little fuckwit. Poor little bastard. Whatever the fuck that is. Merry Christmas, you fuckers! Fucking hell! Bastards love clever little bastards. Who's bought you a ship? That little fuckwit. Poor little bastard. Whatever the fuck that is. Merry Christmas, you fuckers! Fucking hell! Bastards love shit. Bastard shit. Clever little bastards. Who's bought you a ship? That little fuckwit. Poor little bastard. Whatever the fuck that is. Merry Christmas, you fuckers! Fucking hell! Bastards love clever little bastards. Who'd bought you a ship? That little fuckwit. Poor little bastard. Whatever the fuck that is. Merry Christmas, you fuckers! Fucking hell! Bastards love shit. Bastard shit.
Clever little bastards. Who'd bought you a ship? That little fuckwit. Poor little bastard. Whatever the fuck that is. Merry Christmas, you fuckers! Fucking hell! Bastards love clever little bastards. Who bought your ship? That little fuckwit. Poor little bastard. Whatever the fuck that is. Merry Christmas, you fuckers! Fucking hell! Bastards love shit. Bastard shit.
Now if you want to send something funny into Hoss Half Hour, well bloody do it then! HoskHalfHour@gmail.com, you little slags. Go on, send something in.
To re-download the Hulk music, if I could be asked. You know, oh, the queue in Poundland's bloody getting out the door now. Oh, hey, it's bloody... Oh, my shop, you get out. Get back up at bloody Sainsbury's, you bastards. Poor, weasley-faced little shitburgers. Oh, oh, they'll have to sack some of the little shitheads. Oh, no. Oh, they've worked. I was a kind of a skinflint, fairly proud of it. Yeah. Oh, it's not everyone but selling their houses, so you can't make loads of money. Made the biggest loss for like 10 years, but he's, that little bugger's not getting a bonus. You know, he's been doing his best. Oh. Yeah, I saw a mother.
What?
You know, I haven't got a clue. Girls in the street started giving me the big eye. Unusual to hear where they started and then what they finish on. Make your weapon esteemed. Yeah. Brilliant. My rod is so big that it can be shared among 5 mouths. Oh, yes. Share it. Share the wealth. Yeah. Brilliant. Oh, Lordy B. Right, that's over. So.